ideas. Rav Tosfos says that the halacha is that you don't need to do pinyon on a matbea in Chutz La'aretz. Rav Nissen Kaplan explained beautifully that that's because when we're talking about Arlas Chutz La'aretz, what we're dealing with Yosef, you hear me? You hear me good? That perfect. So that when we're talking about Arlas Chutz La'aretz over there, what we're talking about, or Netta Revayim Chutz La'aretz, what we're discussing as well is discussing a Isser that's transformed, but you can't take Eretz Yisrael with you when you go, Adasof. You can't take it entirely. That's another kashrim of Nachman. All right. But you can't take it entirely Adasof. You can't take it with you to the end. You can't say that they made Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael. That undermines the essence of Kedushas Haaretz. So in Kainim Advarim, the pshat is when there is a requirement of pidyon, so there the pidyon is only mafkia the iser, and the requirement of matbea is a function of the kedusha, and that's why it's not necessary when it comes to chutz la'aretz. And then we could also understand what the world takes to our pasha. They daven it up, dafyomi. They daven it up. Dafyomi is one of the most important things in the world. But at the end of the day, kol ha'meikel baretz halacha k'mosa v'chutz la'aretz. So what's behind that? How does that work? Especially if we know that Arla in Chutz La'aretz is a chiyuv min ha'Torah. What do I mean it's a chiyuv min ha'Torah? Moshe taught it at Har Sinai. That's a chiyuv min ha'Torah, even though the Torah says otherwise. But then we got into a problem. If the Torah says otherwise, so how can halacha Moshe Misinai go exact opposite of the pasuk? V'chisa voyu al ha'aretz, when you come to Eretz Yisrael. So what's the pshat? How do you reconcile the two things? How do you put the two together? So the answer is, you need a bit of lamdus. We don't go to lamdus if it's not necessary. If you have a pshat without a lamdus, you don't need to create a category. But here, without the categories, nothing makes any sense. I was telling one of the Talmidim before, one of the big problems in the yeshivas today is nothing makes any sense. You memorize the Gemara, you memorize the Rashi, you memorize the Tesis, but nothing makes any sense. So yeah, the boy is a thinking young man, so he goes to college, and in college it makes sense. And in yeshiva it doesn't make sense. So in the end they throw it all away. It doesn't make any sense, but it does make beautiful sense. It's not enough to memorize the Gemara, Rashi, Tesis. You have to understand it's a beautiful system. It's a beautiful system of Torah. Unfortunately, for some reason, people don't want it to make sense. They're scared if it's going to make sense. What's going to happen if it's going to make sense? So it doesn't make any sense. The halacha Moshe Misinai is the exact opposite of the pasuk. So the answer is no, it does make sense. That the halacha Moshe Misinai is on Hogas Hagavra, it's not a function of the Kedusha. Since it's not a function of the Kedusha, so then in such a case, so then the halacha is... By the way, there's a lot of things in college that don't make sense either, I assure you. But that the halacha Moshe Misinai there says, halacha Moshe Misinai says what? The halacha Moshe Misinai says that you have to have the Anogas Agav. So 2 points in Tosas, I'm just summarizing Tosas. The 2 points in Tosas are mamish complementing each other. And then what we had said from the answer of Rabbi Kiva Eger's Kasher of Nissen Kaplan in the Mir Yeshiva already taught, and he wrote it down in his beautiful Sefer. But then we added that not only is it Stam Svara Ba'alma, the whole Tosas flows beautifully. That the whole Tosas is developing this notion of the difference between the halacha and chutz la'aretz. It's not Stam, just you spit back this din, call him whatever. No, it's based on the halacha, then in chutz la'aretz the chiyuv is anhogas hagavra, and for that reason, the suffix we're going to be megel. So all the hemshich of Tosos fits in Be'ezer Hashem beautifully. Now, Rabbosai, I asked you to take a look at the Rabbeinu Yonah. Dibar Maskul Inyan Piska, we have a lot to do today. In Le'inyan Piska, Rabbeinu Yonah quotes that there are some who disagree with Tosos. Tosos' assumption that you could be megel on netta revayin chutz la'aretz is not correct. Rabosai, you scream out to me, what's the reason Tosa says that you could be Mekel on Netter Revai and Chutz La'aretz? What's the reason? So it says the Rabbeinu Yonah in three lines into Dibur HaMaskul Ile Inyan, Avor Rabbeinu Yitzchak HaZakein HaYoymer, Shezu Ein Araya. This is not a raya. Mipnei shenuchol litchos v'lomar shelo amru kol ha'meikel baretz al k'mos v'chutz la'aretz el l'gabei tzlaf. Im noyig bayarla shenech l'ku Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Akiva oimer shein im noyig bayarla el bav yonis bolat. So this Gemara, we're going to get our bellies full of Yirtzeh Hashem, and we're going to skip parts of it. and that is the halachos of Zroyim, that there's a suffix of whether the tmaros and the kafrisin are considered fruits. So we paskin, the Gemara says, that in chutz l'aretz you could be mekel, ain't a pri linyan maaser v'lo linyan arla, v'reb lezer yemachrish hakol pri, u'bechol noeg maaser v'arla. So there was a machlokis, v'amrinan hasam, this is the punchline, and over there we say, the b'chutz l'aretz avdinan, k'divrei ha-mekel, we follow the divrei ha-mekel, v'zorek ez avyonos bilvad, and all you have to be machmer on is the clear fruit itself, the avyonos, and you don't have to be machmer on the tomorrows and the kafrisin. V'oichas ha-kafrisin, avashar mi lilo, azlina l'kula. He says, however, in all other things, you put a period, by the way, before avo. I will be sharp, mealy, lawsly, and lakula. For all other things, we don't follow the kula. The hecha de itmar, itmar. Hecha de lo itmar, lo itmar. The Balei Tosos disagreed about the scope of the rule, kol amekel baretz, halacha kemoisoi, b'chutz laretz. What's the pshat in that machloikis? Is the pshat that we have a general rule that you always follow the mekel and chutz laretz, or no? Whenever Chazal wanted, they pulled out Kol HaMekel Ba'aretz, but you cannot expand it on your own. So ostensibly, the Riyah Zakein says that when it comes to Kol HaMekel Ba'aretz, we don't evoke it in places that Chazal did not evoke it. This rule is only in those particular sugyas. Now, when we do that Lamed Vav, we have to deal better with the sheet of Riyah Zakein. Then why did Chazal, everything makes sense, we tried to do the best that we can to understand it. Why did Chazal say, Kol HaMekel Ba'aretz when it came to Kafrisin? And he says, but we don't say that when it comes to Pidyon by whom? We don't say that when it comes to Pidyon by Neter Ravai. Neter Ravai is Noeg also in Chutz Laretz. There we don't say, Kol HaMekel Ba'aretz Alcha Kamosa B'Chutz Laretz. I want to point out to you that the whole Shtikl Torah yesterday in Shitas Tosas, which is an MS Lamito, as of a few days before what the world was created today. As of the day of Bria Sa'olam, correct? This is the first day of Bria Sa'olam? So as of today, it's MS Lamito. That's based on our Havana. So that's for sure, that stands. What we said before Bria Sa'olam also, well, the day before that stands. But just pointing out, the Riyah Zakein is going to come out of Shir yesterday, and he's going to say, absolutely not. Say, absolutely not. This whole Svara that we gave, he says, is a totally different Svara. Kol HaMekel Ba'aretz is not this idea, Alok Kamotz B'chutz Laretz, that's on Hogas HaGavra, and if you have a Suffolk, a Pluksa, automatically you could be Mekel. The Riyah Zakein's got his own system. What's the Riyah Zakein system? So if you're Amal B'Taira, when we learn on Lamed Vavim and Aleph, then you'll ask me how to explain the Gemara according to the Ri Hazakim. We have to wait. We got to talk about what are Avyonos, what are Kafrisim, what are Tomorrows, and so on. But then it's Kedai to come back and visit. So first of all, you should have noticed in the beginning of Seder today that everything we said yesterday does not work in Ri Hazakim. Not only that they're arguing whether you could be Mekel on Neter Ravai, that's number one. Number two, the whole approach to how we understand Kol HaMekel Ba'aretz Alcha Kamosa B'Chutz Laretz, because in Chutz Laretz it's a Hanhogas HaGavra, it's a Savik HaGavra, and the Gedolei Achronim said that Savik HaGavra goes to Kula because it's not Savik poison. He rejects all that idea, and he says, no, wherever Chazal said it, that's where it applies. What does that mean? So presumably, it's not just Stam that they just said it. There's a system. What's that part of the system? As much as you and I understand the system, we're only scraping the surface. So we understood a little bit of the system according to the Balei Tosfos. What's the system according to the Riyah Zakein? So we have to be Amel more. I don't have pshat. Maybe some of the Talmidim have pshat. When you do say Kol HaMekel Ba'aretz according to the Riyah Zakein, according to the Balei Tosfos, I think I know. The other Balei Tosfos, I think I know pshat. According to Riyah Zakein, I don't know pshat. So Mirtz Hashem, you'll help me with that. Let's skip down that ultimately the Rabbeinu Yonah brings rayas that Chazal don't always say Kol HaMekel Ba'aretz Alcha Kamoso B'Chutz Laretz. Okay, so the Balei Tosfos will have to answer those rayas, but that will probably be technical terutzim, and that you could work on your own. What I wanted to learn with you in the Rabbeinu Yonah is also the Rabbeinu Moshe Hazaken, as well as Rav Yoel made an important point in the next Divrei Maaseh that he didn't put on the Marmokomos, that I should mention to you, that at least it should be on your radar. Says Rabbeinu Moshe HaZakir. Rabbeinu Moshe HaZakir Yoimer. Shafil Bikerem Ein Din Pidyon Noig Bizman Hazeh. Sha'av Al Pi Shnikru Kodesh Hilulim Kimon Shematzinu Gam Kein B'Maiser Shein Yishnikru Kodesh. So again, here Rabbeinu Yona is going to be similar to the Shita of the Bali Tosas. And that is, he's going to say that the halacha is that Neta Ravai does not apply in Chutzlars. However, I want to show you the difference of how you read a Rishon when you have Havana, you understand the system that the Chachmei HaMasorah gave us, and how, compared to the way you understood the Bali Tosas yesterday, okay? I want to, and I'm going to get stuck in the Rabbeinu Yonah, and you're going to help me out, or we're going to be stuck, and the Talmidim will be Masvir in Seder. But I'm going to get stuck. I can't read every word of Rabbeinu Yonah. I was very happy Chaim got stuck. I was more happy Chaim getting stuck than all the Svaris I heard all week. Because I told him that's the simon that he's learning. To say over to Varfa Svara that anybody could do. Anybody who's thinking. Anybody could Varfa Svara. But to get to read carefully, to explain every word, and then to get stuck, that's a simon that you're learning. So let's continue on. Rabbeinu Moshe HaZakir no Yoimer. Shafilu Bikerem Ein Din Pidyon Noeg Bizman Hazeh. Sha'av Al Pi Shnikru Kodesh Hilulim. Kimon Shematzinu Gam Kein B'Maiser Shein Yishnikru Kodesh. V'chsev Bei V'chol Ma'asar Ha'aretz Mizer Ha'aretz Mipri Eitz Hashem Hu Kodesh. Rabbeinu Moshe HaZakin says that the halacha is there's no halacha of Pidyon Bizman Hazeh, but here it's a little different than the Bali Tosas, right? Because here he says that even when it comes to Kerem, there's no halacha of Pidyon. Shafilu b'Kerem, there's no halacha of Pidyon. So everybody got it? Rabbeinu Moshe HaZakein is similar to Tosas? Well, of course, you're already anticipating the Rambam. Rabbeinu Moshe HaZakein says that on the one hand, there is Ravai. On the other hand, there's no Pidyon. Shafilu b'kerem ain't din Pidyon noig bizman hazeh. Sha'af al pi shenikra kodesh ilulim, even though it's called kodesh. Nevertheless, there still isn't going to be Pidyon. Kimon shemetzinu gam kein b'maiser sheni shenikra kodesh. Because maiser sheni, now this kivon needs time. This kivon over here of Rabbeinu Yonah is going to take him 3 lines to develop. Since we see that when it comes to Maaser Shein, it's called Kodesh, V'tziv Bei V'chol Ma'as Ha'aretz Mizera Ha'aretz, Mipri Ha'etz Hashem Hu Kodesh. So he says that when it comes to Maaser Shein, it's called Kodesh. And there, for the reason it's called Kodesh, you need to do Pidyon. U'bevadai b'Maaser Shein, Shelo Yinechol Chutz Yerushalayim, Hu Omer. When does the Torah say Ma'as Ha'aretz is Kodesh? What's the defining feature of something that's Kodesh? So says Rabbeinu Moshe HaZakein, if its eating is limited. Mishnah in Kalim, in parentheses, says that there are Eser Kedushos. Those Eser Kedushos, of starting from the Makom HaNigdash right here, the Evan Shesiyah, they stem out further and further into Eretz Yisrael. Ultimately, the last one is Eretz Yisrael itself. Those Eser Kedushos, one of those dark reflections of that darga is that there are certain foods that you can only eat within Yerushalayim. Says Rabbeinu Moshe HaZakein, one of the simanim, and one of the critical simanim for a foodstuff to decide whether it's Kodesh or not, is if it's limited where you can eat it. Maaser Sheini could only be eaten in Yerushalayim. That's a raya or a simin, it depends on where you're coming from, that object has kedusha. Avol the Maaser Acher, but other Maaser, for example, Maaser Rishon that goes to Levi, ain't no kodesh. Then in such a case, it's not kodesh. Vafilu zeshu kodesh, ain't no b'chutzlaretz gam kein. Bipidyon hakerem, afalpi shematzinu shenikra kodesh, eino noig b'chutz laaretz. Now the way I'm going to translate Rabbeinu Moshe HaZakein, I think, is the MS, but there's one word that I get stuck on, and that is, he says, even though, and even this, which is Kodesh, Vafilu Zeshu Kodesh, even this is Kodesh. What does it mean, even this is Kodesh? That means that we're talking now about Revai, that the Torah described as Kodesh Ilulun Hashem. It's not Noeg B'Chosaret, even by Pidyon HaKerem, that, of course, is Rabbeinu Moshe HaZaken, different than Tosas, that Tosas differentiate between Netta Revai and Kerem Revai. He says even Kerem Revai. Why? Because it's Kodesh. In other words, just like when it comes to Maestros, the halacha is that it's considered Kodesh, so too, when it comes to Kodesh Ilulim, when it comes to Revai, it's Kodesh, and therefore for that reason, it's not Noeg in Chutzlart. Rabotai, the way I read it, I fudged one word. Did anybody notice which word I fudged? There's one word that I read, Rabbeinu Moshe HaZaken, that I fudged. Yes, Michal? Noeg b'chutzlart gam kein b'pidyon b'afilu zeshu kodesh. Eino noeg l'chutzlart gam kein b'pidyon akerem. So the gam kein here would be not only netto revai, but also but karevai. But you're right, when I translated, I didn't spell that out. Good. Okay, right in my translation. Anything else that I fudged? I don't know why he says afal pi shematzinu shenikra kodesh. He should just say gam kein pidyon akerem shematzinu shenikra kodesh. Which means if I can't explain afal pi, that means I have no idea what's going on, and I just approximating what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying. That was Chaim's question to me. And I'm stuck. I don't know. Ben, you want to suggest a pshat? First of all, as an introduction, are you going to change the entire reading, or are you just going to tinker a drop? Okay, go ahead. So how do you read it? V'afil zeshu kodesh eino b'chutz aretz gam kein pidyon akerem. So what's the afal pi? And the afal pi? Oh, wow. He wants to read that the afal pi means you could say Kedusha and Chutzlars. You could say Kedusha and Chutzlars. I don't know. Maybe I'm just become a kanoi in this regard. But I don't know. Nichlal Lepasuk, Reb Chaim's not saying Kedusha. Don't pin on Reb Chaim making Chutz La'aretz into Kedusha Seretz Yisrael. All right, we're going to get to Reb Chaim. Reb Osai, I'm fudging Rabbeinu Yonah. From right now, I don't know how to read Rabbeinu Yonah out of Sof. Chaim doesn't know how to read Rabbeinu Yonah. And from what I see, everybody in the cave and the front part of the Beis Medrash can't read Rabbeinu Yonah. That's okay. It's good for us to realize as much as we think we know, there's always more that we don't know. David, you want to try? Go ahead. Completely different. So that might be. It could be that Chaim and I are totally, totally off the way of reading Rabbeinu Yonah. That could be too. Go ahead.
Speaking about
Maaser Sheni. Okay. It's Kodesh. Ain't a Nick. Noi beautiful. You can read that way. It's not Noi Bechutzar. It's Maaser Sheni. Gam came b'pidyon akerem. Afal pi shematzinu shenikra Kodesh. He got it. Beautiful, David. Beautiful. Says David like this. Beautiful. Vafilu zeshu Kodesh. Even this one, Maaser Sheni. That's Kodesh. Eino noeg b'chutz la'aretz. It's not, Maaser Sheni is not noeg b'chutz la'aretz because there's no kedusha b'chutz la'aretz. Gam kein b'pidyon akerem. The same when it comes to pidyon akerem. Afal pi shematzinu. Yeah, but why the afal pi?
Even though that it's kodesh, even though
it's the same lashon, he's just repeating it over. Meaning, he's got a feel by one, and he's got a feel by the other one.
But afal pi is so strange. In other words, it's essentially the way I had read it. The afal pi.
It's derech hashana. It's at the same time as Gemara says, like.
Says that's what you have to say. That's some type of shigur delishan. No, maybe it means. Maybe this is what Ben was trying to say. If I had asked you, is Ravai Kodesh or not? What would you have said? Before we start all the shiurim, if I had asked you, is Ravai Kodesh?
Yes.
I would have said not. It's an extension of Arla, right? What's the source? That's Kodesh. Afal pi shematziv shenikra Kodesh. In other words, the Afal pi is in regards to saying, amazing! Rabos, I realized what we realized yesterday, that Ravai is Kodesh. So therefore, not Afal pi that it's not knowing in Chutz Laretz. That doesn't make any sense. That's a reason for it not to be knowing in Chutz Laretz. But Afal pi shenikra Kodesh, an amazing thing that we found that's called Kodesh. And of course, Ein Noeg b'Chutz Laretz, that's how you would have to read. Rabos, I know you didn't expect me to spend so much time on this, but I think it's very, very important for us to get stuck on these things, and to be honest, that we're stuck on these. The amazing thing was that I had planned before, and even as I was walking in, Chaim mentioned it to me, I was planning to tell you that I got stuck on it. Probably this is the best way to learn it, though. This is the best way to learn it. That the Afal Pi is emphasizing that the Pasuk saying is Kodesh. Okay, Rabosai, that's enough time. I have nothing to add to this, but we need to emphasize to read properly. Now, let's go to the Rambam. Let's analyze Dei Zoshen Rambam. Can you please pass the Rambam and the Reb Chaim? Thank you. We want to compare now and learn, the Etzem learn the Shitas of Rambam, and eventually compare to what we see in the Rambam to what we've done up until now. Zot the Heiliger Rambam. Perek Yud Hilchas Ma'acholos Asuras Halacha Tezvah. This is, by the way, a red flag. Yeroi Ali. Why is it a red flag? Whenever the Rambam says Yeroi Ali, the Rambam is aware that he's about to do something new and controversial. By the way, some people are already seeing the whole sugya. Is the Rambam really saying something so new? Rabbeinu Yonah was after Rambam. You know, the legend has it that Rabbeinu Yonah, by the way, this is Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah. We don't know for sure that Rabbeinu Yonah wrote that. By the way, Rabbeinu Yonah's Shari Tshuva is the classic in the yeshivas to learn during Elul. Legend has it that Rabbeinu Yonah wrote the Sefer after he regretted attacking the Rambam publicly. And he saw it had gotten out of hand. Rabbeinu Yonah had a machlokas l'shem shamayim with the Rambam, and he was very sharp. And what happens often is you leave it up to the Talmidim and the Chassidim, and often they take things out of hand. And what happened is there were two different burnings of the Sefer of the Rambam. Anybody, I've had this problem in the past, that people say that some of the Rambam's hashkofas are not accepted today. So my point is that maybe they're right or wrong, but over history, whoever started up with the Rambam was decimated. Even someone like Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah had a fear. Rabbeinu Yonah was a gadol that he regretted it. And the legend has it, he wrote the Chibur Shari Tshuva as a tikkun for attacking the Rambam. So that's to answer your question. Rabbeinu Yonah is a contemporary and or after. That means the Talmud of Rabbeinu Yonah were written already after the Rambam was out. Anyhow, all right, I want you to think about whether this Rambam Shita is unique or we've already seen this Shita before. Says the Rambam, Yeroi Ali, She'ein din netu revai noik b'chutz laretz, Ela ochal perashon revias below pinyin klav. Shelo amru ela ha'arla. All we said that applies in chutz laretz is arla. Revai, according to the Rambam, does not apply in chutz laretz. By the way, Shulchan Aruch, we do not accept this opinion of the Rambam. It gets honorable mention by the Shach. But the Rambam sheet is Yeroi Ali, that there's no Revai in chutz laretz. Now, of course, there's Arla, because it's Allah Moshe Messina. Immediately, let's skip to the end of the Rambam. Vahoru mitzes gonim shekerem revai levado poldenosu b'chutz laretz. And the Gaonim said that we do Kerem Revai. V'achakachia mutar b'achila v'ein l'davar z'ahikar. The Mitzas Gaonim say that you do have Kerem Revai only in Chutz La'aretz. Rabosai, let's start with the Gaon. What's the Gaonim's svar? The Gaonim that say that Kerem Revai alone your pod in Chutz Laretz? What's their svar? Yes?
You'd want to say that it's Kol Meko, but if you use the Ravidian and upslug it, then I don't know what the...
Okay, so presumably they hold that we invoke the rule Kol Meko Barzach and Kemoso B'Chutz La'aretz. And the halacha is that Kerem Revai applies entirely in Chutz La'aretz. By the way, do the Gaonim make a differentiation between whether you have a matbea or not? No. The Pashtus is that the Gaonim would hold that you need a matbea, not like the Shita of Tosos. So they evoke the first rule. What's the first rule? Kala Meikel Baretz Halacha Kimoso B'Chutz La'aretz. But they reject the second rule of Tosos. Presumably they reject the idea that Shava Fruta would be acceptable. Now, according to the Gaonim, how could it possibly be that you're Noeg Revai in Chutz La'aretz? How could it possibly be that we're Noeg Revai in Chutz La'aretz? Let's examine. We need to understand the Gaonim better. Rabbeinu Yonah, and here I come back to the Lashon Rabbeinu Moshe HaZaken and analyze it well and fit it into what we discussed yesterday. And that will set up a tension within the Gaonim. Why did Rabbeinu Moshe HaZaken say, forget it, nothing in Chutz La'aretz? Why do you say there's nothing in Chutz La'aretz? Even Kerem, Rabosai. Now, it's not only going to be the cave that's developing idea based on the Chachmei HaMesorah. I want to show you that if you read Rabbeinu Moshe HaZaken carefully, the Svara we developed yesterday, this is a big simcha. You know how many times I've taught this idea? A few times already. In fact, Yitzchak was with me in the summer kollel a few years ago. We did Ketz HaMevarchin. And he says that we essentially said the same shit. I don't remember the same shit I said last time. I don't remember exactly what I said, unless I look back at my notes. He said basically we said the same thing. But last time, I'm quite sure I never noticed this before. That's why every time you do the sugya, something else comes out. What's Rabbeinu Moshe HaZaken's svara? You tell me, what's Rabbeinu Moshe HaZaken's svara? Why is it that it's not knowing in Chutz La'aretz? No? Not what you think. What are his words that he's thinking? Yes, Michal?
Similar, I'm not sure if it was a test of Mishnah, but he says Kodesh, Kodesh, and if it's Kodesh, then it only applies in Eretz Yisrael.
Beautiful! He says, what's the Mechayev of Neta Revai? Kodesh! Where's Kodesh Shayev? Only in Eretz Yisrael. So Rabosai, the Gaonim are somehow going to disagree with this. The Gaonim are going to hold... They're not going to say Uman has Kedushas Haaretz. They're not going to say New York or London has Kedushas Haaretz. So what are they going to say? What they're going to say is that the Mechayiv of Pidyon, of Kerem Revai, has nothing to do, does not follow the rules of Kodesh. Rabbeinu Moshe HaZaken says that it does. Rabbeinu Moshe HaZaken says it's not going to be Shayich in Chutz La'aretz because the whole Mechayiv is Kodesh Hilul Hashem. The Gaonim will disagree. The Gaonim will say, no. Who says that Mechayiv is Kodesh? Now, Rabosai, let's put it in the construct from yesterday. Yesterday we had the Balei Tosos in Brachos Lamed Hei Amid Aleph. Ba'amevin Yavin. Also the Shita of the Tosis and Kedushin on Beis on the Beis. What's that Shita? So there we said, you get a split. You said, there's a Chiyuv of Revai, but you don't need a Shavapruta. Where does that split come from? So you tell me, Rabbosai, how is the way that you would be magdir the Shita, for those of you who did a good Chazara, if you didn't do a good Chazara, this is going to be hard for you. But if you did a good Chazara, this is a simon if you did a good Chazara, how are you Magdir, Tosas and Brachos, Lamineum and Aleph, that says that there's a Chi of a Pidyon, but you don't need a Matbea? So what's the Hagdar, yes, Aram?
The Iser is only on the Kedusha, which is the Iser, which is on the Kedusha, the only place, and it's a strop, that is, which can extend to Kutlar, while Orla, though, which is Mishkazna, which can extend to Kutlar, while Orla, though, which is a Lachmosh Vesina, is some sort of poison, while the poison...
Okay, Aaron, I see you understand it. At this one point, I want you to be Ezer Hashem next time, say more succinctly. Okay? And my question is, I'll give you, you definitely, it's clear to me you understand the basic idea, but I want you to answer this specific question, not to say over to me the shir. I want you to say, oh, answer the question. According to the Bali Toslos, how do we explain that on the one hand there's no chiyuv of pidyon, of a matbeya in Chutz Laretz, yet at the same time there still is a chiyuv? What's the answer to that question?
You only have the gavros, you only have the eskadron, which is to make a mutter for you, so you can do that in any kind of way, whether it be shavakuta or any other type of way.
Okay, I would say, I wouldn't use the word gavra here. I wouldn't use the word gavra. I would say that the pidyon of kedusha is not shayach in Chutz Laretz, and kedusha requires a matbeya. And what emerges then is that the Bali Tosas and Brachos hold that there's two components to net the Revai in Eretz Yisrael. One component is the Kedusha component of Meiser Sheini, and the other component is the Isser that stems from Arla. And in Chutz La'aretz, you only have the Isser part, and you don't have the Kedusha part. I didn't even need to use the word Gavra. Every once in a while, we overuse those terms. But you, I see you definitely understood. Now, Rabosai, Im Kainim Advarim, what does Rabbeinu Moshe HaZaken say to the Bali Tosos? And what do the Gaonim say to the Bali Tosos? The Gaonim are the Mitzvahs Gaonim quoted in the Rambam. We haven't gotten to Shitas HaRambam yet. But what will the Gaonim? The Gaonim are sitting, are learning with the Bali Tosos. Will they agree or disagree? The way we read the Rambam is they'll disagree, because there's no mashmos that you can use even a Shavu Prut. You need a matbeya, just like in Eretz Yisrael, the Pashtus. That's the Pashtus, the Rambam. You're saying because it gets
the Mishnah.
Oh, okay. Nachon. Nachon. I don't know. That's assuming like the Kesef Mishnah. Right. Okay, let's read the Gaonim the way I'm reading the Gaonim right now, okay? Ben is pointing out well that the Kesef Mishnah says that the Gaonim are Rebbe Chai Gaon, and Tosis had said that the halachas that you could even use less than a Shav Pruta. Ben's pointing out well. But let's be purists right now. And we're not being Masik Shmaitz Aliba de Ilchasa. In the Mashmos of the Rambam. What would the Gaonim say to the Bali Tosis? I agree with you or I disagree with you. Someone aside from Michal. I agree with you or I disagree with you. What would they say? They would say, I disagree with you. They would say, of course, it's a regular pidyon. We say, call Mekel Bar Zalkamos Lechutz Arts, but Keren Revai is going to be no Egana Sof. It's going to be no Egana Sof. What is Ramosha Zalkin going to say to the Bali Tosis? I agree with you or I disagree with you. In other words, the Gaonim are going to say, it's full-fledged Kedusha, even in Chutz La'aretz. How do you understand that? Okay, we need to... Full-fledged Pidyon, at least, let's call it. Full-fledged Pidyon. What is Rabbeinu Moshe HaZaken going to say to Bali Tosis? Yes, Jack?
Say that you're right about the Kedusha aspect, that there's still this Kedusha and Chutz La'aretz is still Kedusha. However, we still have the idea but
Rabbeinu Moshe HaZaken,
Moshe HaZaken would say, and therefore because of the reason of the Kedusha, there's no Kedusha in Chutz La'aretz, there's no Revai at all. Tosfos would say,
very good. He's going to say to them, you made up this new category of Ravai where there's no Kedusha. Look back in the words, Rabbosa Rabbeinu Moshe Azakin. What are Rabbeinu Moshe Azakin's words? You mamish see the Svara that we developed yesterday. Mamish in Rabbeinu Moshe Azakin. He says, Shemotzinu Shenikra Kodesh. Since Ravai is called Kodesh, Eina noeg b'chutzalaretz. It's not noeg b'chutzalaretz. Because it's called Kodesh.
Yeah, you're covered.
Because it's called Kodesh, then in such a case, then the halacha is that it's noeg only in Eretz Yisrael. It can't be noeg b'chutzalaretz. Rabbeinu Moshe Azakin is going to say to the Bali Tosfos, he's going to say, how could you introduce another idea in Ravai of Isser? There's no separate idea of Isser. It all stems from the fact that it's Kodesh. And therefore in Chutz Laaretz, there's no Ravai whatsoever. That's Rabbeinu Moshe Azakin. So we see the point that we had said yesterday, that it could very well be that the Mechayiv of Pidyon comes from the Kedusha, but if the Kedusha is going to be removed, Rabbeinu Moshe Azakin says there's no new Mechayiv. What do the Bali Tosfos hold? The Bali Tosfos said, in Chutz Laaretz, the Kedusha is removed, but there's still a Chiyuv of Pidyon because you have the extension of the Isser that still remains. Rabbeinu Moshe Azakin says, without the Kedusha, there's no Isser. So you see, Mamish, the Hezber that we gave, is Mamish in the words of Rabbeinu Moshe Azakin when he's being Cholet. Because Rabbeinu Moshe Azakin is saying that there's no Kedusha, there's no Ravai. And the Bali Tosfos are going to say, you're right, there's no Kedusha, but there's a new halacha, there's a separate din of the Isser. I agree with you to the point that you no longer need Omatpeya. Okay. The Gaonim, if you read it in a pure way, then the Gaonim might be saying that the halacha is, that the halacha is, that you do have the full Pidyon. The Rambams, how many Shitas do we have so far? Let's Cheshvan. We have Tosfos. We have the Gaonim in the Rambam, and Rameinu Moshe Azakin, Vamevin Yavin. We also had the Ri Azakin, which is not totally in the Sakira. But the Ri Azakin was a fourth sheet at all that he didn't evoke the rule at all. Called Mekel Bar Zocha Kamosa B'Chutzar. So maybe the Ri Azakin is very similar to the Gaonim. Correct. That could very well be. That could very well be. Yes, Amy.
Is there any explanation for the Hava Mina that there's an extension?
Is there any explanation to the Hava Mina that there is an extension? We will get there, Bezer Hashem. Now, what's the pshat in the Rambam? So the Rambam tells us what his pshat is. Says the Rambam. The Rambam says there's no Ravai whatsoever. V'kal v'chomer advar min alur n'kal v'chomer, says the Rambam. Uma asur yoshi chayeves b'maisris u'b'shviyis midivreyem. Eina chayeves b'netu revai kimo shiz bar bilchus meister sheni. Chutz laaretz lo kol shkein shal yemin te revai. No, he says, the halacha in Syria is that you're chayev a meister in Shemitah, which incidentally I mentioned yesterday, midrabanan. Yet, in Syria there isn't a chiyuv b'netu revai. Certainly, when it comes to chutz laaretz, there isn't going to be a chiyuv of netu revai. Rabosai, this Kal V'Chomer in the Rambam is very, very straightforward at first glance. That is Syria, which has a full-fledged Chiyuv Maestros and Shvius. So in other words, more Chomer than Chutz Laaretz, that doesn't have Maestros and Shvius. Yet, nevertheless, it doesn't have Ravai. Certainly when it comes to Chutz Laaretz. Rabosai, there is a problem with this Kal V'Chomer. And I have to tell you, I probably was guilty when I read the Rambam the first time that I wasn't bothered by that problem. But Lechura, you could ask a bomb kasha on this Kal V'Chomer when it comes to Syria. What's the kasha that you could ask? All right, no one's bothered. Then let's go on. Netanel, you weren't bothered by this Kal V'Chomer? This Kal V'Chomer, Lechura, There's a part that you can be mefakdei on in this Kal V'Chomer. Okay, which is?
How can you learn out from a Rabbanan to the Raisa?
Right, L'chura, the power of the Kal V'chomer over here, the Kal V'chomer is off. We're comparing apples and oranges. What's the Chiyuv that we're talking about when it comes to Meiser and Shvius? Is there anywhere in the Torah that says it's Siri or Chayiv? It's the Rabban. What's the Chiyuv of Arla? What's the Chiyuv of Arla? The Raisa, even if it's the Raisa. So the Seder. Surya doesn't have a chiyuv of Arla. Fine. But that's not what the Rambam said. The Rambam made a kal v'chomer. L'chura, you can't learn out what the halachos of Arla are going to be from when it comes to Shvius and Maestros, where there the chiyuv is only midrabbanan. So there's a little bit of a flag on the play over here in terms of the Rambam's kal v'chomer. The kal v'chomer is weak. Because Arla is a stronger component. Now, if the Rambam had said, we see that when it comes to Surya, there's no Chil of Arla, and therefore in all Chutz La'aretz, so then I understand a little bit what's going on. But the Kal V'chomer per se is strange because of this. Okay, so let's continue. Let's continue on and analyze what exactly, aside from this technical question of the Kal V'chomer, let's analyze what is the position of the Shitas. What is the Shitas around? Now, Rabosai, before we see Reb Chaim's Hesber, and we'll see the Chazon Ish's objection, how would you explain why the Rambam came to this personal decision, Yeroi Ali, that there's no Revai in Chutz La'aretz? How would you have been Masbir the Rambam? I'm very much bothered to this day that Reb Chaim introduced a fascinating chakira, which everybody is mechuyev to know, but I'm not convinced at all that Reb Chaim's pshat, based on the way one reads the Rishonim, whether Reb Chaim's pshat is at all the crux of the Rambam. Even though Reb Chaim's hesber is beautiful, I'm not convinced that it's the pshat. How would you learn the Shitas HaRambam? How would you understand why the Rambam says there's no Revai today? What's that? Yes, Michal?
The Kal V'chomer.
Oh, but okay, then spell it out. Go ahead. You said Bikesef Mishnah, right? Yeah, then go ahead.
I don't know. Every single person says that he's not learning the Kal V'chomer. Gets admission to the Baz. Everyone says he's not learning the Kal V'chomer.
The Seder. So, okay, well, you know what? But since Michal said it, we'll look at the Kesef Mishnah inside. Go ahead. How would you explain?
I would explain that he just started saying it. So just like it's not in Surya, of course it's not in Kutzlar.
Oh, just like it doesn't apply. If Arla doesn't apply in Surya, certainly it doesn't apply in Kutzlar. In other words, Surya itself is the raya. Surya itself is a raya that it doesn't apply. That's why Revai doesn't apply. That's how I also would have read the Rambam. What's the logic to that? If Arla applies in Chutz La'aretz, shouldn't Revai also apply in Chutz La'aretz? Michal? In other words, fine. You have a proof from Surya, but what's the Havana in Surya? In other words, we're not only trying to understand what the Rai is, to have a full Havana. It's more Chomer. Arla is more Chomer than Revai. Mechi Tesi. I would have said something different, Michal. I'm hoping that someone's going to, based on what we've been developing, someone would have a simple explanation to Shitas HaRambam over here. Why is it that Revai... Fine, we have proof from Surya. If it's not knowing in Surya, presumably it's not knowing in New York. But what would the logic be? I'm not calling on you today. It'll be the Onish instead of a month. Yeah, go ahead, Avram. Go ahead.
Onish is not telling you on Kedushas Ha'aretz. But Rabbi is telling you on Kedushas Ha'aretz. That would be the only place that he's from. Honor, it doesn't matter.
Exactly. That's what I would have said is Pshan the Rambam. I would say Pshan and Rambam is like this. It's beautiful.
That there's no Kedusha in Chutz Laaretz, and the Mechayev of Revai stems from Kedusha, Kodesh Yilul Hashem. The fancy pshat that we said yesterday of Tzvei Dinim, that's not correct. That is both Kedusha and Isser. And the Isser component stems from the Kedusha. There's no Makar, so the Rambam says, royally it appears to me. And when he's bringing a Raya from Surya, what he's bringing out is, I'll prove to you that it's a function of Kedusha. And the proof of it is what? The proof of it is that it doesn't apply in Syria. And maybe we could say even better. Then it's even meduyak, the lashon of bringing out maisros and shvius. The Kal v'chomer is even meduyak. Let's take a look before at the Kesef Mishnah, though. If all is right, let's take a look at the Kesef Mishnah. Zok the Heilige Kesef Mishnah. This is Marana Mechabe, right? So says the Kesef Mishnah. V'savar Arav, Dema, Imanish Kemat says it. V'raj b'kosa b'tshuva, Shetai Moshe Rabbeinu, Mishni Shalomdo b'kedushin, Revai, Mimaiser Shem, Zer Shav the Kodesh Kodesh. So we're saying right now, is Kemat the Rajba and the Tshuva. The Rajba says that the Mechayev of Revai comes from Kodesh, and we learn out from Maaser Sheni, and Maaser Sheni is not knowing Chutzarts. V'sover Rav, the Ma Maaser Sheni ain't knowing Chutzarts, after Revai ain't knowing Bo. What's that? That's Rebbeinu Moshe HaSakim. And it's a Rajba and the Tshuva. The Mamish said it, but that's a Ramba. Now I'm happier that we came to it, not by just saying over the Rajba and the Tshuva said it. We thought the sugya through. This is what makes sense. Oh! And that's what the Rajba the Tshuva says. Let me say even better though, Rabosai. Not better than the Rajba, but let me flesh this out. When I say better, I want to add some color to this. The Chura, the Kal v'chomer, didn't make too much sense. We were bothered. Then the Rambam should not say the Kal v'chomer. The Rambam should just say, Shekamo Shesuria. Eina chayeves b'neter revai, gam b'chol chutz laaretz eina chayeves b'revai. What's the kal v'chomer that Surya has trumas and maestros? I trumas and maestros, maestros and shvius. I maestros and shvius is only the rabbanon in chutz laaretz, and here we're talking about the doraisa. The answer is the yisod of kedusha with the longdos that we spoke about before. The omeg of the Rambam is as follows. What is Syria? Syria is not a place in its ideal form where a dictator murders his population. But Syria is a place where the beautiful Malchus of David extends all the way to there. It's just a fascinating contrast. What's going on in Syria today compared to what Syria is supposed to be. We're supposed to feel, even when Gentiles aren't paying, we're supposed to feel it. The bloodbath that's going on there. David brought Eretz Yisrael a certain level to Syria, to the point that we were knowing certain things that were normally associated with Kedushas Haaretz in Syria. The Kal v'chomer is like this. Even though Shemitah and Maestros are a function of Kedushas Haaretz, yet Midrabbanan they transform that Kedushas Haaretz in Syria. But when it comes to Mamish Kedusha, pure Kedusha, they never transformed it when it comes to the fruit. Vamevin Yavin, that fits into the Maral from last Thursday. Mashava. Mashava and Lomdus, two separate things? Absolutely not. When it comes to the Revai stems from the Kedushas Haaretz, right? It stems from the Kedushas Haaretz. Once it stems from the Kedushas Haaretz, it doesn't apply in Syria. The only thing that applies are the Maestros and the Shvius. If it applies to the Maestros and the Shvius, and it doesn't apply to Arla, in Chutz La'aretz, where they never tried to transform New York and Uman, to what? To any semblance of Kedusha. Kal v'chomer, the Heftz of Kedusha of Ravai doesn't apply. So the Kal v'chomer in the Rambam is beautiful if you read it this way, like Rabbeinu Moshe HaZaken. And that's what the Rajba is saying. The Rajba just doesn't flesh out the Kal v'chomer. But you need the mechanics to understand what's going on in terms of the object of Kedusha to be mazbu what the Rambam is saying in the Kal v'chomer. Now the Rambam is absolutely beautiful. Now let's read the Rambam again. Ye royally, it appears to me, says the Rambam, she'en dim netta revaynoi b'chutz la'aretz, it only appears to me. Ela ochel peiros sharmiyas. Why do you say it appears to me? Because there's no bekar. Below pidyon cloud. You don't need pidyon at all. Shelo amru ela ala arla. Because the halacha only applies to arla. Now I'm intentionally not translating this well, because the Chazon Ish is going to fight with Reb Chaim and how to read this line. So I'm being vague about how to read Shelo Amru El Al Arla. The Kal V'Chomer Hadvarim, and now we have the Kal V'Chomer. What's the Kal V'Chomer? It's not just simply we're bringing a Raya from Surya. Then Surya, you don't have all Revi, so certainly you don't have, and you don't have in Chutz La'aretz. The Rambam is saying deeper. The Rambam is saying, is driving at the point that the entire notion of Revi stems from Kedusha. And in Surya, where we tried, because of Malchus David, we tried to recreate the Kedusha over there. And we did it to the point that we were able to have a minor Shemitah and a minor Maestros. But we don't do that in New York and Uman. So then Kal V'Chomer, when it comes to Revai, which is clearly a function of the Kedushas arts because it starts from the Pri itself, which the Torah describes as Kodesh Ilulim. Certainly, the Revai won't be extended to Chutz La'aretz. So it's not just Stam we bring a Raya, it's Mamash Kal V'chomer. It all stems from the idea that we see the different levels of the Kedusha. Now, if that's so, of course, there's nothing to do with Isser. It's nothing to do with Isser, according to Rambam. It's all the halacha of this Kedusha. But the Kal V'chomer now makes sense. And the Rajba and the Tshuva that the Kesef Mishnah is quoting is Mamash bringing this point out. He's alluding to it. He doesn't spell out what the Kal V'chomer is. And many ask, what's the Kal V'chomer? But now, if you have yesterday's construct that, in other words, a good Havana in one Rishon could shed light in the Havana in other Rishonim as well. Now let's see what Reb Chaim says. Let's take a look at how Reb Chaim understood the Rambam. Who wants to read? Nathanael, you want to take it? Vanir Bebir? The first paragraph is just a quote of the Rambam that we've already based our show carefully. Go ahead. Vanir Bebir.
And there is something in the Rambam regarding it. You know, use the French. I love it. The other hate process to trigger me. It says there's two dinim.
Right.
The French. I love the other hate process. Now, the bad day. Other stuff. The other says it's called three meaning. Two separate things completely. Both of them today. Different dinim. Different. The Eka. I love them. Or the other stuff. The other. Vade Asr is fake Moshe. The Arsvazarz is Vade, or do you know that this tree was 2 years old, let's say? That's a Vade is Asr, but a Safeg, you're wrong, that's Moshe, right? The Shal, Bein, Madav, Bein, Sveka Asr. That's our opinion. In Hebrew, Regis Arlo Kosarz.
By the way, unless there is a rebellion that's rising up because we're Mamish at the cusp of putting the Sugya together, I think we won't do Halacha today. Okay, Nicole, you're being serious? Okay, go ahead. Ella, go ahead, continue on. Go ahead, Nathanael. Ella, the Tzarafim.
Ella, the Tzarafim. Eich, Shneges, Arla, the Chutzars, Az Gabi, Bechal, Arla, the Tzubutar. Is the Arla, the Chutzars, is that also Nichla in the Dintar?
Oh, so Reb Chaim drives at the following Chakira. And the Chakira is the following. When it comes to Arla's Chutzars, what's the pshat? Did the Torah tell us there's Arla and Chutzars? No. There's only halacha Moshe Mitzrayim that told us this chutz laretz. When it comes to halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, you could have the following chakira. Is the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim telling you the pasuk told you one thing, but we are going to extend it, and we're going to tell you more? Let's give an example. The example from yesterday was a fantastic example, which the Talmidim asked me about afterwards. Black on the tefillin. Is it there's a new halacha Moshe? There's a mitzvah to wear tefillin. Torah tells you wear tefillin. And then Moshe Rabbeinu came along and said, oh, there's another mitzvah that you're supposed to wear black tefillin. No, that's not the pshat. Pshat is that Moshe Rabbeinu said, you fill in the blanks. He was filling in the blanks. Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is filling in the blanks. It's extending and defining the mitzvah. That's what Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is doing. Okay. That's one way of understanding Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. The other way of understanding Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is telling you a new halacha. There's the Torah that tells you one thing, and Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is telling you a new mitzvah. What would an example of that be in Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim? Can anybody think of an example of what would that would be? When it comes to Shi'urim, that's also an extension of the original thing. What would an example be of a Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim that is introducing a new concept? I can't think of one off the top of my head. Did you, Yosef?
I don't understand how that definition could work.
Let's try to come up with an example. Maybe that will help us. Yes, go ahead. Anybody have an example? I can't think of one. I'm blanking out. Go ahead. Nazir. That the Nazir. Which halach much seen out of Nazir? There was enough. Yeah. Oh, like a Nazir in terms. No, but that's just a hasdar. No, I want something outside of Arlo. Okay, that's not. Yeah, the lechura is a hagdara of that mitzvah. It's a hagdara of that
mitzvah.
One more second. I might come up short over here. I might come up with something. Let me just give me a second. Someone has something? I can't think of something now. Okay, we're going to have to use Arla. I would have liked to have come up with another example, but I can't think of one.
I mean,
it
sort of gives three examples.
Right, Kisa Dam doesn't work.
Yeah, but then we say
Nazir
doesn't work.
Those are all cow.
I know, we say those change, but we say there's one that adds something new. No. It says, which one is it? It says over here, shaving.
Shaving Lechura is.
It says here, Ukeres Mesevas.
What?
It says the other three are Ukeres, Ukeres, Ukeres Mesevas.
But shaving? But shaving lechura. However you explain that line in the Gemara, shaving lechura is explaining vigilach, no? Unless it's a new shaving, it's not the possible. Okay. Rabosai, the other way of understanding Arla is the following. The halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. The other way of understanding halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is it's an extension of... One way is to say it's an extension of the original rule, that was the first way. Or you're saying that it's a new halacha. It's entirely unconnected to the halacha before. Who cares? Then that's what Reb Chaim is saying here. Who cares what he's saying this way? Continue on, Netanel. Go ahead. Vimkein.
Vimkein. Gamal is chutzlars in all the kodei arlo. All the name of the halvad arlo ad morgatir. And an alaret sov. Our chutzlar. And an lasba. So Rebbe just said, right? Is it an extension of arlo?
New halacha. V'rakta asur me'alacha. V'kol ikar yisuro rak me'alacha mishtisina v'lo mikra. What's a nafkamina, says Reb Chaim, our case? The nafkamina leni net the revad. The nafkamina is going to be the machlokas he claims between the Rambam and Gaonim. The ima halacha bol legalis begam orlas chutzars nichlelis beparsha. If we're going to say that the halacha Moshe Sinai is just defining arla, memela the yeshlamer the gam net the revai came this gishla arla. Then net the revai is an extension of arla, and once you have arla and chutzlaretz, then what are you going to have also in chutzlaretz? You have to revive. Masha ain't kein imu iser chadash me'alach l'moshe misinai. L'alach l'moshe misinai is only Arla. So if it's an Isser Chadash, so then im came a Mela, then Isser Rabbi Shaykh Leklal Zeh. Now, Rabosa, I was brainwashed by Reb Chaim, and I thought this is a very, very logical pshat. It's not bad, but the truth is, the more and more I think about it, the more and more Reb Chaim's pshat is not mukrach in the words of the Rambam. And when I see what the Rishonim are struggling with, I don't see them struggling with what Reb Chaim is struggling with. And I could explain the Rambam in the way that the Rishonim were already struggling, and it fits beautifully, and I could be ma'asbir the Kal v'chomer. Let's see Reb Chaim's rayas. Let's see if Reb Chaim convinces us. Now, Rabosai, keep in mind, Reb Chaim is the roar. He's the Rebbe of all Rebbes. Almost all the Marbitzei Torah in the Olam HaYeshivas today trace their roots to Reb Chaim's Shiurim in Volozhin. Reb Chaim's Hashpa is impossible. But at the same time, I agree with Reb Bino, who said that once, Bino was very upset, once he said that there was a Maggid Shir who said, on Reb Chaim, Frektish and Kashas. He's not allowed to ask any Kashas on Reb Chaim. Whatever Reb Chaim says is given. I think Reb Bino was 100% right when he said it's happy courses to say such a thing. I think he's right. Just because Reb Chaim said it doesn't make it right. Well, obviously, Reb Chaim knew a lot more than us, and we need to understand why Reb Chaim said it. But just to say, because Reb Chaim said it makes it right, is apikorsis. But let's see, what are Reb Chaim's rights? V'nira the davar zeb machlokes shonui. Says the Reb Chaim, he's going to make a lishitaso, but it'll also be a raya. He says like this, I'll bring you a Rambam lishitaso. V'hine a Rambam per bil halacha chaf alef sham. If you look at the Rambam a few halachas later, pasak the ochel kezayis maras chutzar, it's makinos and makas margis. That the halacha is that you get makas midrabon if you eat a kezayis of our chutzar. Now, if we're going to say that Halacha Moshe Misinai is telling you it's an extension of the Pasuk, in other words, the Halacha Moshe Misinai is telling you don't read the Pasuk this way, read the Pasuk that way. So then they're telling you that it's included in the Arla of the Pasuk. Then what type of Malkus should you get? Malkus Midrabanan called Malkus Mardus, or you should get Malkus Doraisa? The answer is, claims Reb Chaim, is that it's Malkus Doraisa. What we see from here is that the Yisr is only stemming from the Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. And it's not included in the Arla that's mentioned in the Torah. In other words, he says, we see from here, it's an Yisr Chadosh. V'cheinu lehedi continues Reb Chaim ba'alacha tes v'yudsham. And he says that we learn out from Kisavo La'aretz that's coming to tell us that Revai of Chutz La'aretz is not included. And Arla's Chutz La'aretz is also not included. Asher Al-Kain Zav Shekhlas Ramam Dein Et Rai B'Chutz La'aretz Shelo Amru Ela Arla. The halacha Moshe Misinai is only talking about Arla. There's no hekesh. Kivin the chutzlars hare lo nichla ba parsha klal umemela the aim revai bechutzlars. And now he says in Gishmak alishitasa. Achen yein sham balachas gedolos v'sheiltos. Ah, the sheiltos, which is the source according to many of the gaonim. What do they say? V'chiyechi dinaga arla be'aretz, hachi naga bechutz la'aretz. You have arla and aretz as well as the chutz la'aretz. Elamai v'chazavayu, d'chsiv gabi arla's man bia. There they explain that when the Torah says v'chisavayu, it all it means to tell us is that the time that the mitzvah starts is when you come into Eretz Yisrael. Arei lehed Yisrael en v'chisavayu lo matin klal chutz la'aretz. You see from Kisavol, it doesn't mean to tell us that Chutz La'aretz is any different. The Gam Arlas Chutz La'aretz Echnalos B'Parsha. And Arlas Chutz La'aretz is included in the Parsha, Ubedina Arla Hamura B'Torah, Valkein, Zeo Desfir Le, the Gam Revai Noe B'Chutz La'aretz. If that's so, if Arla is an extension of Chutz La'aretz, is an extension of Eretz Yisrael, then it's Mestaber that Revai as well will apply. Kiva the Revai Hukish La'aretz. Since Revai is included to Arla. So Rabosai, Reb Chaim makes the following point. Number one, he says that when it comes to when it comes to the Rambam Shita, Arla is a separate halacha. If Arla is a separate halacha, then there isn't going to be a chiyuv of Ravai. Number two, he says that for that reason, you're not going to get Malkus on Arlas Chutz La'aretz because it's a separate halacha, it's not defining the pasuk. Number three, he says, it will fit in beautifully that the Shiltos says that there is Ravai, because the Shiltos does not understand that the Chisavo is telling us that there's one mitzvah of Arla in Eretz Yisrael and there's another mitzvah in Chutz La'aretz. Rather, what is the Shiltos saying? The Shiltos is telling us that the Shiltos learns that the Pasuk is telling us that the Chisavo is just telling us that the Chiyuv everywhere starts only when you come into Eretz Yisrael. But the Halacha Moshe Misina is defining the Pasuk and it's saying that it applies both in Chutz La'aretz as well as in Eretz Yisrael, and there's no naftamina between them. Hence, Ravai will also apply in Chutz La'aretz. In contrast to the Rambam, he's medayek that the Rambam seems to separate the mechayev of Chutz La'aretz versus the mechayev of Eretz Yisrael. That's because there are two separate dinim, one being the halach l'moshe misinai, and the other being the pasuk itself. Now, Rabosai, I think we've run out of time, is that right? What time is it?
1:10.
Okay. We still have more to do over here. But what we have to do is the following. I gave you the way I thought is the MS and the Rambam. What do you think about Reb Chaim's Rayas? What do you think about Reb Chaim's Rayas? Are they Mukhruch? What do you think about Reb Chaim's Hezbe? Is it Mukhruch? We're about to see Reb Chaim has another shot, another added dimension. He says, based on this, I could explain the difficult Kal V'chomer in the Rambam. What do you think about that? And we built a different Havana in the Rambam, and let's see whose shot's going to come out better. The Havana that came from a close reading of the other Rishonim, or a prime brilliant Hezber? Which one is more Mukhruch? Both in Svara and in the words. I think what we're going to do, we had a discussion what we should do tomorrow, so let's cheshbon together. For sure we need Chazar Ashir. Who's doing it, Benny or Avram? Okay, I'll let you decide. So I think what we'll do is we'll finish up the Reb Chaim, and the Talmid wanted to start Nefesh HaChaim. I'm thinking maybe Thursdays to do Nefesh HaChaim, maybe even to have less Shir time and to have more Nefesh HaChaim. But I got to make sure that the guys are going to learn during Seder. But the questions I'm getting over and over of y'all, the Talmud are asking me basic questions in Nefesh HaChaim, it has to be done. We can't not do Nefesh HaChaim. And we're not going to do it at 9:20, we've got to do it at a different time. So we'll discuss. I'm ready to hear your feedback. And maybe to have Chazara Shir after the Nefesh HaChaim. In other words, in the Shir slot. That's also Be'ezer Hashem, a possibility. Go over the Chaim well. There's a Chazan Ish. There's a very important Chazan Ish over here that I was not aware of. As I was developing problems today in the Reb Chaim, I saw the Chazan Ish discussed, and Be'ezer Hashem will pick up now. Please do a good Chazar.
Yes. Are we ever going to find a lot of Moshe Misina as completely divorced?
I didn't stop. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, the Reb Chaim found that the Gaonim say that the Gaonim say Reb Chaim quotes the Gaonim that say that the Chisavah.